that's what a basin. Well, a park, they have parks, but the parks in the mountains are kind of maybe a little open like space and little woody trees and grass, and they used to camp in places like that. And, as far as I would know, just not the national parks. You know.
I see. In a place where there's an awful lot of water, standing water.
That's a swamp.
Okay. Is that different than a hole?
A hole?
For example, like Jackson Hole. What?
Jackson Hole, that's a, well, that's in the mountains up there, the big mountains, and it's right in this area between the mountains, and I think that's what maybe they call it, Jackson Hole. It's one of the most beautiful places in Wyoming. You ought to see the Tetons.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're very
beautiful. Oh, you have seen them. Well,
What about a flat-topped hill? What would they call that?
I think maybe like a bench, they call a flat area. I've heard called a bench.
Okay. Would they ever call that a mesa or a butte?
Well, it might be.
Okay.
A butte is generally a like a mountain or a hill that stands out. I wish you'd, have you ever been up to Grayville here to see what they call the Pitchfork Butte? Well, that's where I went to school. I wish you could see it. It just stands right out there complete, right near the river, right away from the hills. There's hills over here and hills over there, but that just stands there complete by itself, a great big huge hill or mountain-like thing with a round top and grass and rocks, and
now,
you can climb on it. And
it's not flat then.
Well, it's fairly well flat, you know, just rounding. It's not maybe perfectly flat, but it just stands out by itself.
So a bench may be longer.
Or maybe there's something, a butte that kind of extends out from something, a mountain.
I
think, too, they may call it a butte.
And the difference between a mountain and a hill is what?
Well, a hill is smaller. A mountain is, you know, there's a lot of difference in the size. The smaller is what we call hills. These are hills. This is a hill out there. That isn't a mountain. You know, that you can look right out here and see.
So
that's a hill, yeah.
What about, you mentioned a little about irrigation. Where did you get the water from?
Well, usually from the rivers the rivers, and they take out, then they build ditches that they build so they can run water from the rivers out. Well, then these reservoirs, that's where they store water. And when they're not irrigation and when there's high water and all that, that's when they fill those reservoirs. But they are filled from the rivers and then what rain that you could get. But that is water that's stored. And then when they need it to irrigate it, for irrigation down where they irrigate, then they have a way that they turn that water out a certain amount. There's men that, you know, people that live there and take care of that all the time. And then it's used for irrigation when they need it.
What would be a very small body of water, maybe smaller than a lake?
Well, there's a pond, which you might call a pond, just a small.
And what would you call it if you were to be out hiking and you would fall off a
cliff?
Okay.
I'd say a cliff. That would be a rock or a formation maybe that's built up on the edge. If you'd get out, usually a rocky cliff. It's maybe, there's cliffs all over, you know. It would be a mountainside that's up probably pretty straight up and down that you wouldn't be climbing up and down the cliff itself, but you could look out over and if I could.
What did you call that between on the interstate, that area between the roads, that lower?
Oh, don't they call that the median? Is it median or what is that word? Is it median?
Would they
call
it a ditch or a barrow pit or a?
Well, there's a barrow pit that off at the side of the roads.
I see.
But then, if you're talking of a two-lane highway with that in the middle, is that a? Is that the word it is? Median, 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 or median, or median? It's something.
Do you think you might